Well, that's what Satan's been doing, but let's look at the sixth chapter of Genesis. And I want to show you when he got closest to derailing God's plan. Because the Lord wanted to show his grace, but he could only find one person to show his grace on, and that's Noah. And it says in verse 8, Noah alone on the whole planet found grace in Genesis 6:8 in the eyes of the Lord. You know, Noah presents an interesting picture of Christ. We've already looked at the ark in the last few weeks, but Noah's name means rest. In fact, it's prophesied, if you want to look at chapter 5 of Genesis, verse 29. It says, and he, that's Lamech, lived 120 years and 182 years and had a son. In verse 29, he called his name Noah, saying, this one will comfort us concerning our work and the toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord has cursed. There's a little prophecy there that Noah would be the one who would bring rest, and he would be the one that would comfort us from our labors. You know what Christ promised in Matthew 11, 28 and 29? Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Noah is a picture of Christ as one who brought rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek, and you will find rest for your souls. What Lamech promised Noah would do, Noah was just a picture of what Christ ultimately would do. Jesus is the only one that gives rest. He's the only one that gives rest for our souls. People find a lot of happiness in alcohol. They find it in various controlled and illegal substances. They find it in immorality. They find it in living the fast and loose life or the powerful life. But you know, that's not the spiritual gift that the Spirit of God brings as fruit in our lives called joy. Happiness is just like this, you know, it just is between the highs and the lows, and it just comes and goes. But the Spirit of God gives us unending joy. It's a fruit of the Spirit. He gives us peace. He gives us rest for our souls. And Noah was a picture of Christ. Christ who said that I will redeem you from the curse of the law, because it's written in the Scriptures in Galatians 3:13 that everyone who's hung on a tree is cursed. And Christ who hung on a tree for us was cursed in our place that we might have the rest. But Noah not only was a picture of Jesus and the work of redemption as he was going to bring rest to a world, and he did, as God killed everyone on the planet except for Noah and his family. It was the first time there'd been any rest on the planet since Adam and Eve and the curse and the fall had come. But Noah is also a beautiful picture of the end times, because Noah and Enoch together represent the two groups that God has been working with from beginning. And Noah is a picture of Israel. Even before Israel was anything but a plan in the mind of God, Noah is a picture of Israel, because Noah went in the ark and went through the flood. And did you know God is going to protect Israel through the tribulation, and he's going to preserve them, and they are not going to be able to be destroyed, even though the entire world is going to be united in their desire for their destruction? So Noah is a picture of Israel being kept by the ark through the flood. Enoch is a picture of us, the church. Enoch was pulled out before the flood and taken to heaven, and he didn't die. Enoch is a picture of the rapture, the harpazo, the snatching of the church out of this world before God pours out his wrath and before he pours out his fury upon the sinfulness of a world going after demons. And so this morning, Noah is an interesting picture of Christ who brings us rest. And I wonder this morning, do you have rest? Have you ever met Christ? Those who have gone to church all their life and have signed on the dotted line and been baptized and done all those other things that don't have rest haven't met Christ. And I wonder this morning, do you have hope that he's going to deliver you from the wrath to come? Do you realize that this morning, that if you're in Christ, that you're going to be like Enoch, and I'm going to be like Enoch, and we're going to be translated out of this world before the fury of God's wrath descends, before he unlocks the pit where the demon hordes have been kept, and he releases these myriads of monsters that Revelation chapter 9 talks about that are going to cause horrible, horrible carnage on this planet. You know, it says in the Scripture, it says when God unlocks that pit and lets those demon warriors out, that they are going to come and they're going to sting and they're going to pillage and plunder the people of this planet, and people are going to be looking for places to kill themselves. It's going to be so horrible. Do you know what Revelation 9 calls the demon hordes? They come like locusts. And you know what's interesting? When God unleashes this horde during the time of his judgment on the earth, that those demonic creatures are probably going to be invisible. How would you like to be a worldling, not knowing Christ, sitting in your home, and all of a sudden your front picture window smashes as something comes through it that you can't see, and all of a sudden that something starts attacking you, and you start being in horrible pain, and you can't fight back because you can't even see what it is? That's what's going to be going on during the tribulation hour on this planet. God says Israel, like Noah, is going to be brought through unscathed. The church, like Enoch, is going to be taken out of this world and translated into the presence of Christ. But why did God send...